if you're unwilling to self-help, then you are no longer allowed to bitch and moan about the fact that you have a Volkswagen up your ass.
Right. Because you know what? Mock me all you want for my 50 to 70 grams of fiber per day. I'm not all plugged up like you.
This is true. Could you imagine if Big Fatty ate 50 to 75 grams of fiber a day?
South Carolina would be under a hill of shit.
I'd rather not imagine that.
It sure would be.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm not all plugged up like you.
This is true.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 309 of the BFO for Friday, the 10th of April, 2009, coming up on this Good Friday. Podcast, Big Fatty is going to put on his Easter bonnet with all that shit upon it. Or something like that. I don't know. Or fuck like a rabbit.
Tail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Look at him stop and listen to him say, try to do the things you should. Maybe if you're extra good, he'll roll lots of Easter.
Oh, y'all, it is the Easter weekend, and y'all, I don't know if Big Fatty has mentioned this or not, but Big Fatty loves the Easter candy. And come Monday or maybe even Sunday, maybe Sunday night. Y'all, I haven't yawned a fucking time all day long until I looked at this snowflake microphone. I'm telling you. Speaking of snowflake, y'all. Last night, Thursday night, Big Fatty was an invited guest to be on the ninth. Not the ninth. The 900th episode of Archer Radio. Y'all, that hurts my colon to think about 900 episodes. I mean, and y'all, the thing is, have you ever listened to one of them? Just one of them all the way through. Anyway, well, I didn't get a chance to send my special message to Archer for his 900th episode, but I hope y'all will allow me to do that right now. So, you know, we'll just do something a little special here just for the Podfather. Okay, here we go. Hi, Archer, it's Big Fatty, and I just want to wish you a happy 900th episode anniversarium, and I hope that you're able to take a big dump very soon. Oh, Lord, y'all, thank you so much for staying with me on that, because I had to poop that one out, so to speak. Y'all, I have got a couple of things that I want to talk about. I want to be serious here for just a second. I don't know if you know this or not, but there are quite a few of you that that are on the Twitter. And as you know, Big Fatty does not use the Twitter, not very much, but the Super B over there at the QCast Connection, his father passed away last weekend, and so I just wanted to send out my condolences to him and to Michael and all of Kevin's family, and you're in our thoughts, and we look forward to seeing you when we're all down there at Gay Days. So anyway, holla if you need anything, Mr. Super B. All right, now enough of the seriousness. Y'all, I heard, what fucking show was it? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I do, too. It was that Daniel Brewster over there at the Dubious Intentions. He was talking about the preachers on TV. And y'all, he had that sea hag on there as a special guest.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, the sea hag mentioned the name Ernest Angley. And y'all, Big Fatty hadn't thought about Ernest Angley in years. And Ernest Angley was this minister that would come on the TV and he would, woo! He would hit you in the head and you'd fall back and, oh, come in, Jesus. Come in, Jesus. Woo! He has come. And so, y'all, I'm embarrassed to say this, but we would just howl at this man. So he was appearing in the Atlanta area, and me and my cousin, who's a year older than I am, went and saw this. Y'all, it was an absolute hoot. And these people are rabid. They're rabid in, it was all about the offertory, though. Let me just tell you that. But, I mean, he ended up having people, he went down the line and he was, wow, wow, wow. He was hitting them like there was no tomorrow. And he had the people in the wheelchairs. He made them stand up and, you know, come in, Jesus. Come in, Jesus. Woo, he has come. And, y'all, if you don't know anything about Ernest Angley, I don't know if it's over there on that YooHooTube, but you might go over there and look. Just goggle that YooHoo, not that YooHoo, that Ernest Angley. And, y'all, it's an absolute scream. Now, y'all, something else that is an absolute scream to me is the Tim Cormall video. I don't know if y'all have been over to Tim Call an Ambulance. You can get to it by clicking through over there at the BFO. But if you just click on Tim Call an Ambulance, you can go over there, and y'all, there is a video over there. There is a video of the Fat Cave. And y'all, you get to see the sling room and everything. So, y'all, head on over there to the Tim Cormall, Tim Call Ambulance, and go over there and watch the video that he took last weekend. And I think you will all really enjoy it. If you are a true BFO fan, you will definitely enjoy it. Now, y'all, I received this morning... was in the office, and there was an instant letter that came through, and it said, Big Fatty, Mr. Larry Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Mr. Larry Vader will be in late this morning. There has been an explosion in the Vader family compound. Y'all, he evidently broke the sink. Now, I don't know if there was just too much from the roll of fat hanging over the cabinet there, but the sink broke and there was water all over the place. Y'all, can you imagine, had this happened last weekend, when Mr. Tim Cormall, he's the patron saint of the BFO, and Mr. Ron Prada Soho had been there at the Vader family condo. Y'all, they would have had to have done their... had to put on their rouge and their eyeliner down at the kitchen sink with those damn cats, the Bugaboo and Bugabat. And y'all, I just think that it's terrible. Y'all, and he came in, oh, we're getting out of breath. Oh, I hate plumbing. I hate having to deal with plumbing. I said, just wait till you get to be my age and have to deal with it. Oh, well, that's a different kind of plumbing. All right. Now, y'all, I would like to, I was telling you about all these new programs I'm going to be watching. Well, y'all, there was one that I forgot, and that is the Amy Poehler. You know, when I told you to set your TiVos, that Amy Poehler has got a new show called Parks and Recreation, and I think I'm going to watch that because it looks like it's going to be good. That's all Big Fatty's going to say about that. Y'all, there were no incidents, by the way, in getting Miss Kitty to the Aeropuerto. Remember, that is Mexican for... airport. Now, y'all, speaking of airport, I have got this other article that I have not read to you that was sent to me. And y'all, it is entitled Mr. Poopy Pants and Fee's Frustrate Flyers. And this was on the CNNs, y'all. The CNNs. By the way, I only have one voice letter in the queue, and I have one blow it out with Big Fatty in the queue. Y'all, this is Easter weekend. I know that there has got to be something that's going to piss you off during Easter weekend. And I think that you need to call up and blow it out. So, and don't depend on Teresa and Sissy to do all the dirty work, y'all. Don't depend on them to do it. Come on, Larry the Lurker. Come on, Miss Melinda. I know that there is something out there that is pissing you off. But anyway, Big Fatty wants to hear about it. Miss Wes, I'm sure there's going to be something over there at that white party that's going to piss you off. So, anyway. All right, anyway, Mr. Poopy Pants. There was a time when airline travel was a special treat, the kind of occasion that inspired passengers to dress up. Now, y'all, I remember this. I remember this. And y'all, there was a time when you had a beverage on the plane and they gave you the whole can. The whole can. Now, the awe people once felt about flying through the clouds is tempered by additional fees, cramped seats, and horrifying tales of fellow passengers. Take, for instance, Mr. Poopy Pants. Y'all, this is not about me, by the way. A grown man who allegedly, y'all, soiled himself 10 minutes into a flight from Florida to the Minnesotas, and then he just sat there. We've all had our flying hell experiences, said the creator of flightsfromhell.com. Y'all should probably go over there and check that out, flightsfromhell.com. And because it's a site that provides a venue for people to share their tales of woe. It's therapeutic, so it benefits them and provides entertainment value for others. Now, y'all, let me just see if it has... let me just see if it has anything more about Mr. Poopy Pants here. Let's see here now. I'm just reading on down it. And baggage fees. Does that mean... here we go. But while they bend over to deal with change, there are some talked about fees that may be deal breakers. 75% of those surveys said they'd draw the line if they were ever charged by an airline to use the toilets. Does that mean Mr. Poopy Pants will have company? I hope they would just choose a different airline, said the guy. All right. Well, y'all, I have not shat myself on a plane. Now, I have shat myself in an airport after I've gotten off a plane. In fact, it was at the Schiphol Airport, I believe. So, anyway. Schiphol. Y'all, I'm still thinking about going to Amsterdam, and I'm still thinking about going to Barcelona. But because, y'all, Miss Kitty, she encouraged it. She encouraged it, y'all. Now, y'all, do you have big ham plans for this weekend? Because, you know, normally there is an Easter ham. And, y'all, if you're going to have an Easter ham, you've got to wear your Easter bonnet.
On the avenue.
Not like I knew the other of it either. Uh-huh. Now, y'all, did you ever have a bunny rabbit or a chicken? Did you ever get a bunny rabbit or a chicken for Easter? Y'all, we had rabbits when we were growing up. Y'all, those are nothing but shitting machines, I'm telling you. And by the way, I said at the beginning of the podcast today that I might be fucking like a rabbit. Y'all, have you ever seen... Let me get closer. Y'all, have you ever seen rabbits fuck? Oh, my God. God, it's like, I mean, but anyway, y'all, they're nothing but shitting machines. But Big Fatty, when he was a child, 1 year for Easter, I got two little chicks. I don't know what was wrong with my parents, but they got little chicks. And y'all, Big Fatty named, and y'all, this tells a lot about how Big Fatty turned out to be what he is. What is the word I'm thinking of? What is it? Scream it out, Big Fatty! I can't hear you, Big Fatty. What is it? What are you trying to say? It is not a prequel, but it's a precursor. Maybe that's it. I don't know what the fuck it is. Anyway, Big Fatty named his little chickens Honey Bar, and Tootsie Roll. Honey Bar. Yeah, I think that's right. Honey Bar and Tootsie Roll. Y'all, they got eaten up in a week, I think, by a cat or something. needless to say, we did not... raise the chickens to fruition and fry them up for the 4th of July cookout. That just did not happen. It did not happen. So, anyway, but Big Fatty does love the fried chicken, y'all. You know, if you like chicken. Y'all, what is your favorite Easter candy? Big Fatty loves now, I don't like the spiced jelly beans. Those are just vile. But I do like the flavored jelly beans or what are those called? The Starburst jelly beans. And, you know, the other ones that just have the fruit flavors also. I think Lifesavers makes some good fruit-flavored jelly beans. But, and I don't like the Peeps. I mean, they're okay, but they're more fun to put in the microwave and watch them explode. But, my mother loves the Peeps, and I don't know why she loves the Peeps, but she does. And I like the Robin eggs. Those are the malted milk balls that look like Robin eggs. I've got another friend here in town that likes those Brock's chocolate rabbits. They're like 10 of them in a package. They're probably 8 of them in a package now for twice the price. But that it's the marshmallow rabbits dipped in chocolate and wrapped in the pretty shiny foil. So, anyway. Y'all, Miss West is going to be in the... I mentioned this earlier. He's going to be over there in the Palm Springs this weekend. And, you know, that is where Big Fatty met Miss West face-to-face. And, y'all, he is still looking for a place to stay in Atlanta. I'm guessing that Frank from Atlanta has unsubscribed. so we've not heard from him in a while. But y'all, Big Fatty had recommended, and this was confirmed by the terminally single Tim over there in the Atlantas, that perhaps Miss West wanted to stay at the the Cheshire Motor Lodge. Y'all, it's a sleazy place. And I think Miss West would have a good time. And there's a delicious barbecue place within walking distance right around the corner. And the sports bar called Wolf's is just up the street also. And oh, dear Gussie. And I think Miss West would enjoy the sports bar because it has the manly men in it. But this weekend he is over listening to the piano player. And he is... I don't know. Maybe he's fucking like a rabbit this weekend also. God knows, that would be nice if Big Fatty was able to do that this weekend. And I hope that you get a chance to do that this weekend. Y'all, I will just say that I hope that whatever you have planned, that it is met with great anticipation and it ends up better than you ever expected. And I hope somebody gives you a chocolate rabbit, because, you know, once you have that chocolate rabbit, you'll probably just start pooping like a rabbit. That's all they do, y'all.
I'm not all plugged up like you.
This is true.
Except for Archer. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.